This is Lookout by Tim Norris. The park, with its rich industrial heritage, is now a haven for wildlife, a mix which inspired him.
Clifton Country Park particularly is this mix of nature and industry, and the two seem to affect the other. And nature has sort of reclaimed bits of the industrial heritage. And so there's this kind of lovely mixture of the two. And so that was probably my biggest influence. I think it was Stuart Brindley, who was a famous engineer at the time, developed a very clever system to do with colliery pumping water and using the water of the Irwell to actually pump the water out. As you walk around the park, you'll see lots of old relics of its industrial past. So the lake in particular was created, I think, in the 1970s for mineral extraction. I think it was the M62 motorway. And so I like the idea that this was now what started out as a industrial practice has now become this haven for nature and wildlife.
Tim worked with the local community to develop his ideas.
I had a small base at Clifton Country Park, and I had a studio in the Islington Mill in the old engine house there, which was fantastic. And so I spent quite a while up here making drawings, little models, talking to people, running workshops, and then this sort of project developed out of that. I think I had a lot of very positive responses and a lot of help from local people, not just in the terms of stories, but actually physically helping build the piece of work.
The title Lookout is influenced by the specific location of the sculpture.
Lookout is about people coming down and taking in what's around them, and a place to maybe sit and think, taking in their surroundings. And so I particularly like that spot, and I like looking out from that spot, and I sat there making drawings, so I thought that'd be an ideal place for the sculpture.
Its form and materials reflect the now mixed heritage of the park.
I guess I was thinking this sort of seed natural form, but also the reason why I've got the breaks in it is partly to echo some of the industrial remnants that you can see around the site, which they're not fully complete anymore. There's bits, you'll see bits broken up and separated from each other. It's made from oak, and it was actually made from railway sleepers rather than cut specially, which I quite like, again, the industrial sort of connotations to that. We've used a local gritstone on the outside and then English oak sleepers to produce the walls. Hopefully all the materials in it have a resonance with the area and mean something. For example, the stone we've used is as close as possible to the actual minerals that were extracted from the lake itself. So in a way, it's maybe the industrious is having an effect back on the nature again, and maybe my piece is a bit of the motorway crawling back into the lake.